It's not a coincidence that Sichus Vegim Motzi Shabbos, it's in the Gvul. It's in the Gvul of David HaMelech. If there's anybody who knows how to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, it's David HaMelech. Chazal tell us that never in history was there a Yorei Shemayim like David HaMelech. And the whole Indian of the Melech is that he has to be Mekabel upon himself, the Amos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That really that the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to be king is the one whose best Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king. And there was nobody other than David HaMelech who was able to do that. And David is Melech L'Olam. He's Chavakayim. He continues even now to be the Melech of Klal Yisrael. And so therefore, the beginning of Slichos begins in the territory of David HaMelech, not just Mutzei Shabbos, which is the territory of David HaMelech. But Chatzos Laila, which is when we begin saying Slichos, David HaMelech says, Chatzos Laila Akum. Chatzos Laila is the time that I awaken, that I wake Yidden up, that I wake up the spirits of Klal Yisrael b'chol makom shehem. We can't even begin to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a nitzitz as David HaMelech, to be Mamlech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech without having the spirit of David HaMelech. That he gives us that his oirus. During this time between now and Rosh Hashanah, that we should know how to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. The David says, V'ani Sfila. And tefillah is also gematria slichos. But in a certain sense, David HaMelech, he's the neshama of tefillah, he's the neshama of slichos. And he's the one who says in Tehillim, Ki imcha haslicha lamanti varei. And he's the one who recognizes that slicha belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Va'ani is also gematria elul. So the va'ani tefillah is basically elul slichos. So therefore, Dafkan Motzei Shabbos, which is the territory of David HaMelech, and Chatzos Laila, which is the Hizman, David HaMelech comes and he awakens each and every Jew to come to begin the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as King of the World. There's a tzaddik, Rav Yitzchak from Hamburg. This Rav Yitzchak from Hamburg, he was not a Chassidish Yid. And people who are not Chassidish can also be big tzaddikim. The Baal Shem Tov testified about this tzaddik of Yitzchak from Hamburg. And Moshe from Rosvadov said this b'shem the Baal Shem. He said that from Rosh Chodesh Elul until the Yerid in Krasna, I guess until the times where things started to come busy in the marketplace. He says from Rosh Chodesh Elul until that time, which is towards the end of Tishrei, the Ruach HaKodesh was Shoyra Elul the entire time. And anybody who would just see the face of Rav Yitzchak from Hamburg during this time, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until this Yerid in Krasna, would be Nesari Tetshuva. Just to see his face. Another nusach is that the Baal Shem Tov said about him that from Rosh Chodesh Elul until the beginning of Cheshvan, he has Ruach HaKodesh the entire time, except the 15 minutes during the Yerid of Krasna that he didn't have Ruach HaKodesh because it was Mebabel him. This is Yitzchak from Hamburg. He says that the minig in his town was that the shamish of the shul would go around and he would knock on the doors of the yidden to wake them up for sichos at midnight or early in the morning. And of course he would first come and he would give a knock at the home of the Rav, Rav Yitzchak. And when Rav Yitzchak would wake up, he would take a candle. And he would go to the klois, to the big klois in town. He says, where the chachmi ha-klois were sleeping in the shul. And he would wake them up, and he would say to them, so while the shamash was going around making his rounds, right? So Rabbi Yitzchak would go straight to the klois. and he would knock. And the Chachamim of the city were sleeping there. And he said to them, Roi shetihi yunitur karta. He says, it's fit for you. You are the nitur karta. You are the protectors of the city. But you need to wake up first. You need to wake up right away. Because everybody depends on you. The Medrash in the beginning of Eicha Rabasi tells us that there were two Tanayim that they went around in order to see, to make an investigation as to how the Yidden were doing in Klal Yisrael. And they were big Chacham, I forget which two Tanayim it was. It could have been Rav Asi and Rav Ami. And they showed up at a certain town unannounced. There were certain people who came out to greet them. And they said, we want to see the Niturei Karta. We want to see the protectors of the city. So they said, oh, of course, for you, of course. So they bring out the mayor and the governor. So Rav Mirvasi, they turned to these, to this mayor and the governor, and they turned to the Yidden who brought them out. He says, Elu Niturei Karta, these are the protectors of your city? He says, no, Elu Charuvei Karta, these are the destroyers of your city. So I want to see the Niturei Karta. I want to see the Bnei Torah. If then they lived in a chitzonious world, we certainly live in such a world. That we have our definitions mixed up as to what it means, Niturei Karta. We've been bought into the Webster definition of Niturei Karta. When really the Niturei Karta is the Bnei Torah. We don't have Rav Yitzchak Hamburg knocking around on the doors tonight of the Yidden, waking them up for Slichos, or any night of Slichos. But one thing is for sure, is that it's the Bnei Torah in every single city who are the Niturei Karta. Baruch Hashem, those who are sitting around the table here, we've had this chas that many Yidden don't have. We see it as a given that after high school we should go to Eretz Yisrael. And like sponges, we soak up a year or two in Ruchnias, and we learn new Hashkafas, which we never knew before. We have a schus to come back to communities to be able to sit and learn in Beis Medrash and to go to college at the same time. And Yidden don't have that tzchus. We mamash take it for granted because we live in a circle of people who are like that. But just in Queens alone, there are 10,000 Bukharian kids, I was told just the other day, that they attend public school. 10,000 Jews in this community alone who attend public school, or in the greater Queens area. We mamash mi'uta de mi'uta. We can't expect even the balabatim to be Niturei Karta. Because they're tired in the Yerid of Krasno. The days are approaching where Klal Yisrael needs Niturei Karta. And of course we're busy, we have many things which are going on. But who can we expect to know what it means, Yimei Slichos? If not for the Bnei Torah. Like on the way here, I was driving here, I looked into the sushi store and the people sitting in sushi stores. People are going in and out of Wasserman's now. We have no tainas. We can't expect people to know better. We can't expect them to know what the tzaddikim say, that already the ksiv and the chasim of Rosh Hashanah begins the first night of Slichos. Can't expect them to know such things. That we're about to sing the niggun of Ne'ila now, at the beginning of Slichos. That already, Seif Ma'asib Machshav Atchila, that there's a hisadiros in the beginning that we can already taste a little bit of the climax of the Yom Ha'Raim. So there's a Tam Yom Kippur already in our mouths. That the whole Slicha is Makusher to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day that Hashem says, Salachti Kedvarecha. And everything which we're beginning to do now, starting tonight, is a one long investment that we should hear just one word from Hashem that He should say, Salachti. We're about to spend tens, maybe hundreds of hours saying Slichos, beginning now. To hear one word from Hashem. And every city needs its Niturei Karta. And the fact that there are Yidden who are gathered here right now, an hour before, saying Slichos, in order to prepare ourselves a little bit, what it should mean Slichos. We shouldn't just come into Slichos like just another year of saying Slichos. Like to schlep ourselves out on the Motzei Shabbos. That we should fall behind in our sleep and wake up late tomorrow morning. Chas v'shalom. But when right now we realize that we're making a hakdama, that we're making a hachana for an entire 2 week period, 3 week period. If we find ourselves here, that means that we have a certain achrayas to the chevra, but to the entire city. Like I said, we don't have Rabbi Yitzchak Hamburg. We don't have tzaddikim in this community that we can come and we can look at them on Rosh Chodesh Elul and on. We can chapa a hisayrus from just from seeing them, from hearing them, from being in their presence. We don't have that. But we do, Baruch Hashem, have a very beautiful chaver here. And it's b'chalal at which we say, that each one tells the other one chazak. The fact that you're here and I'm here, that we see each other here, gives us chizak. Because if it was just one of us, then we would feel lonely. We feel like we wouldn't feel elo. The fact that there's a minion plus here, there's a collective presence of the Shechina HaKadosha. We hope, we know, that whenever ten yidden come together for anything special, even if not, that the Shechina is there. So the fact that we can look around at this table and we can see each other, it's maybe a me'ain of what it means to look at the face of a tzaddik. Because the Shechina comes. So we have to realize what it means to be Niturei Karta, the sense of achrayas that we have for ourselves, for our families, for the entire city, for Klal Yisrael. This is a time that we're about to go out to Melchama. We're about to wage war mamish against the Sitra Achra. That we have to defend the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mechadish Adam, he wants to bring the Mashiach. And he's calling in all of his troops whenever there's a war. So even the reserves that they come in. We may not be the front lines in Klal Yisrael, but we're certainly the reserves. If we're B'nai Torah, we're the reserves. And who knows where we really stand. And so this is the time that the siren has gone off in a certain sense. And we've been called into the Malchama, and it requires us to have a different attitude, an attitude of Hisayrus, a Kumi Oiri Balaila, a certain sense of urgency besimcha. That it's a schus to be on this side of the army, to be on this side, to be on the Kodesh Baruch Hu's team. To be Bechlal the Niturei Karet is a tremendous schus. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us a Siyata Dishmaya, to be able to respond to that call, that if He's calling us, He's giving the Koichas as well. We don't have to worry about it. He's giving us the arms, He's giving us the strength, He's giving us the resolve. We should just have that siyata d'shmaya, this chus of coming together to maximize and to reveal that potential and to be zeichet esricha mechila kapara for ourselves, our families, for God's Klal Yisrael, and to see mitz Hashem through that, and this year mitz Hashem, the bias goyal tzedek and that dida natzach, the car of mamash amen. Emes is that this kol doidi doifek, pischili. This is shouting at us Chodesh Elul. Doidi doifek pischili, doidi li, ani le doidi v'doidi li. And if we ask ourselves, what is the kol doidi doifek pischili? Where do we have such a kol doidi during Chodesh Elul? Teretz is mamish pasha. The shofar for 30 days is a kol doidi. We think that we blow shofar. But the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us, based on the Pasuk Navi, Hashem Elokim b'shofar yitaka. We don't blow shofar, Hashem blows the shofar. That for 30 days now, almost 30 days, we've been blowing the shofar after davening. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kol doidi. And it's doifek. And once again, we need to be pnimiyistik yidin, because the real doifek is not on the doors, not on the walls. The kol doidi doifek is on the heart. That really, every single moment that our heart beats, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knocking. And he's saying, let me in. But you know what? We don't live a life like that, that we margish, that every single heartbeat, every kol ha-neshama, every single neshima, every breath of life is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is saying, I'm giving you this life, open up to me. We're not on such a madriga. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I understand. I understand that you're not on that madriga. But I'm sending you mamash ha-shofar. That if you can't respond to a shofar pnimi, every single breath is a shofar of Hashem. Vayipach, the ap of Nishmas Chaim is the source, as Zohar says, of the shofar. Every breath is a shofar, really. That Hashem is breathing into us life, and that's a shofar, that knock on our heart, that heartbeat. Every single one is a shofar. But because we don't respond to such clues, so Mamela, we need a shofar in Chodesh El that Hashem says, if you can't hear because your heart is deaf, because it's in Lev Evan, so I'll give you a real voice that you can't ignore. That we should respond. This is Mamash HaKol Doidi Doifek. And it's saying Pischidi. Every time we hear the shofar, it's saying Pischidi, Pischidi. Slichos gematria pischi. Yeah. Without the vav and the yod. Every call doidi wants a call back from his doidi. This is the way relationships work. That if a friend or a spouse says to another one and they say a word of endearment, they want to hear something back. And Hashem says, Ani li doidi v'doidi li in Chodesh Elul. Hashem says, the whole month I'm blowing shofar for you. I'm telling you how much I love you. I want to hear something back from you. Where's the other end of this? Where's the v'doidi li in all this? I'm not going to be the only one sharing. And sometimes it's not easy for us to get out a word because things are hard. There could be many reasons why it's hard for us to utter a word back of endearment. And the truth is that even the deity knows that when he's saying words of endearment, he's helping. It's a tool. It's a way of opening up the other person's heart to be able to say something back. And for 3 weeks, we're hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to us in a voice without words, Hashem is saying how much I love you, Klal Yisrael. How much I need to prepare you for Rosh Hashanah. That I'm going to be the one to wake you up. And it takes us 3 weeks for the Doidi Li to respond. And this is the secret of a bas kol. That we say there's a kol Yaakov. That a real call has the power to bring out that the one who's listening should also make a call. And that's called the bas kol. That it gives birth to another call. that a real shliach tzibur is somebody that when he davens for the amud, people don't just stand there and listen. A real shliach tzibur is somebody that when he davens for the amud, people can't even contain themselves. That they even if they tried to stay silent, they couldn't stay silent. They have to respond to this voice. And the shofar is such a voice. The shofar is a type of a voice that when Hashem calls us, that even though we're so stubborn and our hearts are mamish solid, that it etches away at the evin, at the klipa which surrounds the heart, that the heart should be able to respond back and to give a baskol back. That's going to be the call that which we sing on Rosh Hashanah. Before that, the doyid yili which we respond to is the slichas which we say. The slichos is finally the response that Klai Yisrael has to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that after 3 weeks of listening to Shofar, we could finally say something back, some terms of endearment back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. How much we trust in Him. How much we know that He's going to be Maisi Dineinu L'Toiva. How much we really want to become close to Him now. And He waits patiently, and He waits patiently. But this is finally an opportunity that we respond. We finally have the mouth and the words and the heart starting tonight to be able to come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, you've done a lot of work for these 3 weeks, now we're ready to say something back. We're ready to give something back to you. This is finally the moment that the heart opens up a little bit and the mouth opens up a little bit. That the Sfarim say that Elul is Rashi Tevas from the Pasuk Umol Hashem Elokacha Es Levavcha V'Slevav Zarecha. That Hashem does a mila in our heart. Es Levavcha V'Es Levav is Rashi Tevas Elul. That for 3 weeks, Kadosh Baruch Hu has been blowing shofar to open up the heart a little bit, that we should be able to say something back. And so therefore, to come to Slichas in the middle of the night and just to rattle off words and then to go home and go back to sleep, this wasn't the type of investment that a Kadosh Baruch Hu had. It's not what he had in mind for 3 weeks blowing shofar. It's not called an awakening of the Jewish neshama. If after hearing shofar for 3 weeks, then he's coming to give lip service to Kadosh Baruch Hu Chalila. So this is an opportunity for us be able to finally give back and say back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'doydili, you're beloved to us also. That we're not going to approach the Sichos just because we really want to have a good year this year. You know, as long as we can, you know, put in our few cents and everybody will be healthy and Parnassah will be good, then everything's okay. We want a relationship with you. We want that you should be involved in our lives. We want that we should be able to see you in our lives. It's a call of one beloved to another beloved. This is what Sichas needs to be. That we're saying back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to feel your presence in our lives this year. That whatever concealment was this past year, we don't want it to be like that anymore. We want it to be that there's a closeness between us, that whatever averus, whatever mechitzes there are which are separating us, we don't want those anymore. That's the whole point of this Slicha. There should be a relationship between Klai Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in a certain sense, the Sichas which we're about to say, this is the beginning of our Shofar. This is the beginning of our Baskal. That we respond back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the heart, should give us the words, should give us the seichel, and the moichin, and the achdus, and all the brachas, and all the chizuk which we need in order to make this response, that this doidi li, meaningful to be zeicha, to that kurva, to that yedidus with the Kadosh Baruch Hu for the coming year. Mitzvah Shem.
Akeyichu imachem devarim. I wish.
We have a few more minutes, so we begin Slichos. I just want to share one thought. I saw right down that the a certain tzaddik, the Pischa Zuta, he said that he was Besimcha Gedayla. That in a year where Rosh Hashanah fell out in the beginning of the week, he was happy that there was an extra week of slichas. So we don't think like this. Mamash don't think like this. Ashrei Nematayv Chalkeinu that we have extra week this year of saying slichas. This is the shift in the mindset of a tzaddik. To be marbe b'slichas. Ki ata rav slichas. Aval rachamim. That Hashem has a nachas ruach from the slichas that we say. And the tzaddik feels, oh, Baruch Hashem, Rosh Hashanah Fazad on a Monday night. That means an extra week of slichas, Baruch Hashem. It's mamish ashreinu matayv chalkeinu. So many subtleties in Avodas Hashem. So many things which seem so small, so trivial, like that a tzaddik has a perspective, he has a word on it. Like, oh, what a good year this is. Slichas an extra week. It's going to help us. It's going to help us get through. Not just help us get through, we're going to feel like when it's tomorrow slichas and the next day slichas, we're going to say, oh, what a good year it is this year that we have extra slichas. And there's so many slichos which we say, and we look at it as like, really the slichos are just like the first three slichos which we say, which are the new ones, and then once we get past that, and we clap, you know, Hashem Lebagano, and once we get to Kel Racham Shemecha Aneinu, we just roll right through it. Maybe we'll say Tachem, we won't say Tachem, and we don't really know what to do there. Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that if there was another Jew in the world who would say Kel Racham Shemecha and Aneinu with me, like me, we would bring Mashiach together. He didn't say if there was another Jew who knew how to shake lula like me, who knew how to blow shofar like me. If there's another Jew who knows how to say Aneinu and Slichas like me, we can bring Mashiach together. It means to say that there was nobody else in the world who appreciated Aneinu like the Baal Shem. That he felt and he was margish that if there would be somebody else with him, he could bring Mashiach with Aneinu. In fact, everybody here has heard of the Tiferes Yisrael, the Yachin Uboaz, a very famous commentary on the Mishnah. He was niskarev to the Baal Shem. How was he niskarev to the Baal Shem? It says, once his son was very sick in the Rebbetzin, she heard about the great Yeshuas and the Hatzlachas and the big Nisim that the Baal Shem Tov was doing, and she begged her husband, who was a Litvisha Rav, this Rabbi Yisrael, to go to the Baal Shem to get a bracha for their child. And for a long time he pushed it off and he didn't want to go until she said, there's no Breira. You have to go. So he showed up to Mezhbish. In the middle of when the Baal Shem and the Kehillah were saying slichos. And the midrash by the Baal Shem Tov was that he would stand next to the shatz during slichos, and he would read with the shatz in the siddur of the shatz, in the siddur of the Shliach Tzibur, he would read together the slichos with him. So really he was kind of like the Shliach Tzibur, but not the Shliach Tzibur. Except when it came time to say Aneinu, there was a swap. That the Baal Shem Tov would actually move into the makam of the Shliach Tzibur spot and he would say Aneinu for the Omer. This was the minhag in Mezhbish. And the Tiferes Yisrael was there. And he was a big guy and he was a big amkin. And he saw that they were doing slichas. So he said, oh, Gevaldik, it's time to learn now. So he sat himself by a sefer, or he was like, you know, standing by a pillar, and it doesn't say exactly what. And he was involved in a very big sugya, in a very deep sugya. And he says, Punt, when the Baal Shem Tov took the Amud to say Aneinu, he said, it was nizbar to him, this deep kasha which he had in the sugya became clear to him all of a sudden. When the Baal Shem Tov took the Amud for Aneinu. So So afterwards, after davening, there was like a little tish, a little l'chaim. And this Rabbi Yisrael came and he sat down. So the Baal Shem Tov turns to Rabbi Yisrael and he says to him, Rabbi Yisrael, he says to him, he said, isn't it true, Rabbi Yisrael, that with my Anenu I can answer the biggest, deepest sugyas in Shas? And he said, after that, he was sold. Came chaser of the Baal Shem, first Yisrael. And this is mamish goes hand in hand with what we said before. The biggest kasha in all of Shas is, how could the world be like this? This is the biggest steer on the planet. They have a king who could do whatever he wants. The Bari Olam, the Melech Olam. He's the Kol Yoch of Achol Olam Yachad. And yet the Yidden are suffering for thousands of years. And we're living in a time of Hesper Panim. There's no Navi, there's no Torah, there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're Mamish, it's a Brachan of people. This is the biggest steer in all of Shas. And the Baal Shem Tov says, if I had one other Yid with me who could say Anenu with me, we can end for this Kasha. We can mamish give a teretz. That's what Anenu means. Anenu means the answer. It means the answer. I could provide the answer to all questions. That really everybody looks at this world and knows that there's a Bari Olam. What do we struggle with already? The Torah is the biggest proof. Anybody who learns Torah knows and sees in Torah that there's a Bari Olam. The Messiah proves it. The world itself testifies to the Bari Olam. What's holding everybody back? What's holding everybody back is this Kasha. Where's the Bari Olam then? Where's the Hashgacha? How come we can't see? It's this one Kasha that we have which is causing all the problems. Because everything else is so clear to us. Everybody knows on Yom Kippur there's a Bari Olam. There's no Satan on Yom Kippur. You know on Yom Kippur there's a Bari Olam. And you know on Shabbos that there is. And you know when you sit by, you know. Everybody knows. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. It's just that there's this Yitzhar, this one Kasha that we have. Why do bad things happen to good people? This stira in the Hashkach in the Velt that we can't understand this one Kasha needs a Teretz. And apparently the Anenu, the Baal Shem, can answer that. It says something about the Baal Shem, but it says something about Anenu also. Rav Moshe from Turkotov, he spent 4 hours saying Anenu. A 4 hour Anenu. That's like longer than Shachris Musaf Yom Kippur in some places. That means that we really need answers. This kasha is really shver. It's mamash breaking people. But really, if we just put it into perspective, this is really the one kasha which we have. But there's so many other rayas brurim, such edus brura to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Velt. With this last thought, I may have mentioned this last year, but it's Kedai every year. Rabbunim from Pshischa would say like this. He would say, Anenu Hashem Anenu. And he would go through all the Anenus. Anenu, Anenu, Barinu, Anenu, Leinu, Gualinu, Anenu. It's like, Shem, Shani, Salav, Marina, Maria, Hu, Anenu. Shem, Shan, Ale, Yitzchak, Maria, Shinali, Akai. And at the end, he would go like this. Kishem, Shani, Salabunim, Bishas, Sarah, or Bechozman, Kain, Anenu, Labunim now. And he would say, this isn't Akasha, why I'm doing this. He says, are you going to say it's not part of the Nusach of the Tefillah? He says, no. He says it was so pashut to whoever wrote the Anenu, or Kashem Shanitha. It was so pashut that every single Jew would just slip his name in there that it wasn't put in. It's not part of the actual Nusach because it was so pashut. Like if a Jew says the Kashem Shanitha and he forgets to see himself like that, then he mamash, he forgot a part of the Kashem Shanitha. It's minish chasim in a sefer. That there has to be an avayda by Slichas Rabbunim is teaching us that a Jew feels a personal connection to the Slicha. That a Jew should think of some time in his life where he was really Bitsara, or even if he wasn't really Bitsara, that he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day that he should have a Parnasa, and he has. That he should have clothes to wear, and he has. That he should have Chavirim, and he has. And every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constantly taking care of us, and we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are my tefillahs being answered? And Mamish, the clothes that he's wearing are testifying that Hashem is answering his tefillos. Every single thing that we have is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kashem Shanisa, Kashem Shanisa. Nothing is just a freebie, nothing happens just by accident. Everything which we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is answering tefillos. There's a certain sense of that a Jew feels in Slichos that it's Mamish Nogeya to me, that I'm actually asking for Slicha for myself. That I see myself as that Hashem answers my tefillahs. But even more than that, that a Jew should not be embarrassed to stick his name in this line of people. Then on the one hand, a Jew can feel embarrassed. He says, look at the roster over here. This is the all-star team. You have Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Moshe, David, Shmuel, Yoshua, Yona, and all of a sudden there's Kishem, Shanisa, Labunim. What does Bunim have to do with these tzaddikim? But the teretz is that every single Jew is a chilak al kamima. And really, when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no chilak. You're my child. You're my child. This has nothing to do with status. It has to do with the fact that Hashem loves a Jew. That He loves me. And if He loves me, He answers my tefillos. He says about me, "You're a chilak al kamima. You're banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem." Nothing to feel embarrassed about. It's a schos that a Jew knows who he is, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu answers my tefillos. Yes, Hashem answers my tefillos. That He's always been there for me. Even before I was created, He was there for me. Even after I die, He's going to be there for me. Certainly now, when things are tough, He's certainly there for me. And He's also answering my tefillos. And it certainly teaches us that we can't take the slichos for granted. That the Kel Rachum Shemecha and the Aninus are not just stamped, thrown in there just to like extend it, so that there's a 20-minute slicha as opposed to 10 minutes. It's there for a reason. It's there because a mamash shakes the world. These slichas are mamash a powerful thing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to have that siyata d'shmaya. It should open up our hearts. That we should be able to respond with a real baskol, that the slicha should be meaningful. Or the neshama of David HaMelech, which we need so desperately. The Gevura, the Malchus within every one of us. To respond, to be nizkar, to remember that we're mamashni to Ekarta. And to realize this is mamash the beginning. This is the beginning of an entire chapter forward that a Jew says that it's game time. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is calling on us. He's calling on us that if we've slept and it's been hard and we haven't responded the way we've liked to during Elul, this is the time that we're mamash waking up, that we're here, it's midnight. Mamash in the middle of the night, we would all be sleeping right now. But we're here because we know that this is a new tkufa in the year. That as the year is winding down, I said during Shal Shudas, like we mentioned, that the last 2 years, the last 2 hours of the life of the Baal Shem, he said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving these two hours I give to you. And this is exactly what it is. There's 2 hours left in the year. But whatever happened during this past year, we have an opportunity now to correct it, to be mala it. But a Jew needs to say about these last hours, as they're dwindling away, a Jew says, Hashem, I'm giving these to you. We're putting it in your hands, HaKadosh Baruch. We really want to give this to you so that we can finish off the year very strong with His karvis to you. HaKadosh Baruch should awaken us from the depths of who we are, to Megalu, the neshamas of who we are. And with that, together, as a tzibur and klai sol biyachad, and should be oiled that all the tefillos and the sicha and kapar should be neskabel, should be zeicha to a shnas good of Yeshua, the bias gal tzedek from here v'minu amen.
Amen.